This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Finish chewing. Go ahead.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. It's a, I guess we can't say it's a beautiful day today, but at least it's warm.
You know why it's a beautiful day? Because we both woke up on the right side of the earth.
I think so. And you were on 107.7 WTPL, and you can also stream us live at WTPLFM.com. And it's Friday.
Friday Comedy Cuts coming up, Comedy Cold Cuts in a few minutes. I want to show you a picture that I just snapped on the street here outside a few moments ago. And maybe you could describe what it is.
Oh, it is a picture of a car, and it looks like somebody hit it, and they left them flowers and probably a note.
On the windshield.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, there isn't any note, and I sat in my car, Carol, for a half hour hoping to see how this was going to play out, because I parked right in front of this person. It's a car that looks like it got its front bumper kind of a hole punched in it. And then those are white roses underneath the windshield wiper on the car. So I don't know if this was a recent...
This is a pretty big smash-up.
Oh, yeah, it is. So I don't really know if it's just some guy, leaving flowers for somebody or, you know, sorry, here's $1,000 worth of damage, but here, have these roses. We'll call it a day.
Oh, my gosh. Because, it looks like a bit of damage there, if that's the case. But
have you ever had... flowers left on your windshield?
Never.
I haven't either.
No, I haven't, I have to say. But do you know what happened? Speaking of flowers, this is kind of funny that you're talking about flowers and there's a package of flowers there. Actually, my dad came into the office this morning. He wasn't here for very long, but he was bringing in half dozen roses to everybody. And I'm like, what is this? And you know, it's funny because there was two of those same packages on my kitchen table from my son.
Oh, really?
This morning. He works third shift.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what is this? Apparently, a customer in Londonderry, or not a customer of Londonderry, but some random person, I guess, saw somebody drive into the back of Londonderry. We have like there's a big dumpster there.
It's a restaurant there, yeah.
And the dumpster out back, and dumped in a ton of boxes of half dozen roses.
Come on, really?
Perfectly good roses.
So who saw
beautiful.
That happen? Your son?
One of the workers.
Okay.
Somebody said, "Oh my gosh, somebody just dropped." Somebody came into the diner and said somebody just dumped a ton of boxes, and I guess one box had like 10 or 15 half dozen roses in them, and perfectly good roses.
So somebody went dumpster diving.
Somebody went dumpster diving, took them out, and all the employees brought roses home.
Well, maybe the same person is putting them on people's windshields in downtown Manchester.
Isn't that funny? So isn't that kind of strange?
That's very strange.
And it's strange that you bring that up, and then and then I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, my dad just brought in, like, roses. And
Speaking of your dad, yesterday his segment, because it was later in the show, you may have missed it, his little segment was how to make stuffed cabbage, which you talked about a week or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was going through the painful process of putting them together. I love you, George. So I'm watching TV last night, this show called Food Factory, which basically just is a series of vignettes on how factories mass produce the food that we eat.
Was it on Food Network?
No, it was some other. It's totally different
from Food Factory. Interesting.
Yeah, because I know the one you're talking about. Mark Summers used to host, and this was not the same show, but it was the same idea.
Yeah.
They show how to make like gummy bears, and then they do a thing on how they make potato chips, and they showed a thing on how they mass produce stuffed cabbage. Just hours after your dad was on, and after we had talked about it, so. I was snapping pictures of my screen and sending them to Carol because I knew
I was laughing. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
But the nice thing about stuffed cabbage, even though it is mass-produced, there's still a lot of people involved as opposed to, I mean, some things that get made in factories, nothing touches any human hands.
Right,
except when they dump the initial stuff into the big vat and it gets mixed, which is what happens with the hamburger and the rice and the tomato sauce for the inside. But they show how they core out they have people with these wicked knives just coring out the bottoms of the cabbages.
Wow.
How would you like that for a job that's all you do all day is gutting cabbages? And then they boil them, you know, like your dad was describing.
Yeah.
These are hundreds of heads floating in this big vat of boiling water.
Oh, my gosh.
And they pick them out, and one by one, they painstakingly take off each leaf. And then eventually, of course,
wrap it.
So that was the least offensive of all the way that I've seen food made, is that there is actually still a lot of people involved.
And didn't it say 5,000? What did it say? 5,000?
They make 5,000 stuffed cabbages.
An hour or a day?
A day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So,
I know, I was laughing.
There you go. So maybe, you know, when your dad wants to do something with his life.
Gosh.
Go work at the stuffed cabbage factory.
Oh, my gosh.
But Food Factory is a pretty interesting show.
Interesting.
I get drawn into those shows.
I do, too, when I'm flipping. And then you just stop, and it's half hour, 45 minutes later, and you're like, oh, my gosh.
Or you binge watch, because they do a bunch of episodes back to back. It's like Cops. That's
you know
the one show.
I binge watched this weekend.
What's that?
It was so weird. It's something that I've never watched it before, put it that way. Botched.
Botched. Oh, is that a plastic surgery show?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
I'm telling you, Sunday was when I wasn't feeling good, and I pretty much stayed home all day on Sunday. And, oh my gosh, I watched like 5 episodes a row. Like, Daryl kept coming to check on me, and he's like, "You're still watching that?" I'm like, "It's like the 3rd episode," and then he come back. I'm on the 4th episode. Crazy people.
Yeah.
Crazy people.
So all kinds of things like probably liposuction or breast implants or reductions.
What these two doctors do is they repair other ones that have botched them up. And that's the only thing that they'll do. They'll only help them to repair them. And you should see how some of these people were coming in. It was just crazy. Just crazy.
So things like facelifts.
Yes, and breast implants and, you know, gone wrong. You know, they went in and the implants were upside down and crazy things. And some of them would come in with like their face was like distorted. And because they sent away to China injections. And they get them in the mail.
Oh, and then you give them to yourself?
And you do them yourself.
Oh, come on.
I mean, really?
Pay the $500
exactly.
And go get
it done.
Get the collagen injections or whatever it takes. Buy a professional, an esthetist or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Well, we have a new sponsor.
Oh, we do?
We do.
Well, let's roll out the red carpet.
And Daryl and I went there to eat last night. We were actually there last week, too. But we frequent this place, Casey's Rib Shack.
I love Casey's.
Isn't it awesome?
Oh, yeah. It's the one place you can count on good barbecue in Manchester.
Yes. He had, Daryl always has the brisket, and loved it. And I've never had the barbecue chicken, and that's what I had last night. And it was very good, nice and juicy and crispy, and it was very good.
Yeah, brisket is the one thing that it's just not that easy to make.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an expensive cut of meat, but it takes a lot of TLC and a little bit of know-how, and I haven't really mastered that yet. But if you find a place that has good brisket, it just, you don't even need a knife.
Yeah, and that's how it was last night.
Yeah.
It was so good. Yeah, very, very
good. Yeah, I love Kevin and his whole crew. I love all the license plates
Isn't
up on the
cool?
wall.
Yeah.
And, of course, they've added some new, you know, space in there. You also can go upstairs.
Yeah, and then have you been out to the Tiki Bar?
Yes.
Wicked cool.
Yeah.
You know what they had on the
and
board
And they're a sponsor
yesterday?
Now?
They're a sponsor.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Casey's Rib Shack.
We'll have to invite him on shortly.
Yes, absolutely.
Definitely. I'm even thinking he's at Made in New Hampshire, so I may see him tomorrow.
Well, got to make that invitation.
I know he's done it in the past. I've never done it. I don't know if, you know, if he'll be there tomorrow. But anyway, or today. But what was I going to say? You know what they had on the board? It said, I go, Daryl, look at the board. The board said soup of the day.
Yes.
And it was whiskey. Which is so Kevin.
Yes.
You know, it's like, oh boy.
Well, he had a little side business, and I don't know if he still does that, called Mandles, Mandles, like candles, except they're not, they're you know, formulated after the Yankee candle kind of thing in a jar. I think his are like in a can or whatever. And they have real manly scents.
Yep.
You know, like freshly cut grass or...
And a
few that are kind of funny, but I can't say on the radio because they're a little too graphic, but they're very popular. I don't know if he's still making those.
I wonder if he does. That's a good question.
Another reason we need to have Kevin in to join us. I learned something about 10 years ago when I was writing features for the Nashua Telegraph. I was doing a thing on Rip Fest, which is every year, which is an outstanding event.
Very fun.
The Budweiser plant for the Rotary West of Nashua. So I was interviewing purveyors of barbecue food, and I talked to either him or one of his people, and I do 5 and 6 hour ribs on my smoker. The one thing I learned is, and it's hard to do, but once you figure it out, is you peel the membrane off the back of the ribs.
Oh.
There's just a layer of, I don't know, connective tissue, I guess, but it's just like one solid sheet. And so what you do is you take like a sharp knife and you just kind of get it started up in the corner, and then you peel it back. The thing is, though, you have to use a paper towel to grab it because your fingers would slip off.
Oh, because then it'll slip off.
Right, so there you go.
Oh, my gosh.
We have a caller standing by?
We do. We have Jackie from Hillsboro. Hi, Jackie.
Hey, Jackie.
Hi, how are you? I listen to you every day on my way to work.
Oh, thank you.
It's a great, great show. Thank you. With the school that my daughter goes to in Hillsboro is having, they're hosting the Taste of Hillsboro tomorrow.
Okay.
It's from 11 to 2 at the Hillsboro Middle School. And a lot of the restaurants that you had on a few weeks ago from Hillsboro are going to be there.
Okay.
There'll be restaurants, and they're also enlarging it this year and adding some crafts, so there'll be crafts there as well. You buy tickets, and for $1, you can choose which restaurants you want to taste.
Oh, nice.
Their products.
Very
whatever
fun.
Whatever they've brought for the day. So for like $10... you know, buy $10 worth of tickets, you could sample 10 different restaurants from town and have a good little lunch.
That sounds fun. So yeah. It's being held right in the town of Hillsboro?
It's in Hillsboro at the middle school.
Oh, at the middle school. Okay.
It's from 11 to 2 tomorrow.
Okay. You know what? We'll mention it a couple of times.
It's a benefit for New Hampshire Scholars. Which is for the high school scholarships are given out to the high school kids that have done a rigorous academic program through high school.
Yeah.
And they, if they complete it, then they end up getting a scholarship for college. And the fundraiser to fund their accounts for scholarships and the things that they do around
Jackie,
town.
Let me ask you this. How many providers or restaurants or whatever do you think will be there tomorrow?
I'm not sure how many. They've increased their number every year. And I don't know what their final tally was, but this year they've added the crafts, so I think there might be like 10 crafts people. There's probably a good dozen to 20 different restaurants, I believe, that have said they were coming. Most of them are from Hillsboro themselves, some of them in the surrounding area. It's an awesome day. You just go and have lunch, and you can sample from all different places.
You know, it sounds like, Jackie, it sounds like
the bakery, German John's Bakery that you had on, and Mediterraneo, I think you've had on your show, Turismo you've had on your show, there's a Chinese restaurant, and there's, you know, quite a few different other ones that are going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Well, for $1 each, you know, it sounds like, you know, you're only getting a little bit, but I find like when they have Taste of Manchester downtown on Elm Street, after nine or ten different restaurants, I'm stuffed.
Yeah.
So, right. So for $10, because it's $1 a taste for whichever one you choose.
That is a great deal.
Yep.
And you will get your money's worth.
$10, or even if you just came and browsed and just picked out the craft part of it or whatever.
All right, before we hang up,
a couple of different places. You don't have to do 10. You can buy as many tickets as you want. It's just $1 per table.
I'm sorry to be so interruptive here because we do have to hang up in a second. We're going to start our comedy Cold Cuts in just a couple of moments. And today's theme, part of it is animal crackers because it's National Animal Cracker Day tomorrow. So let me ask you this. Are you like almost everybody else that when you know, and I haven't had an animal cracker in years, but when I did, did you always bite the head off first of each animal?
Yeah, I tried, yeah.
So funny. I used to bite the feet.
No, Carol, you did?
I did. I bit the feet. I don't know why.
No, you'd have to look at what it was, and then you'd take the head off first. Yep, absolutely.
Are there any tail biters out there? That's next. All right, Jackie, tomorrow it's a Taste of Hillsboro and at the middle school, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right.
Middle School, 11 to 2. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Seriously, Carol? The feet?
I bit the feet. I don't know why. Oh, my gosh. Aren't those good, too, animal crackers?
They really are.
I have a question.
Ooh. Yes, J-Dog.
If a vegetarian eats animal crackers, are they no longer a vegetarian?
You know what? I knew you were going to ask that question.
But it's a great question. It shows what an analytical mind he has. Or he's drunk right now. I'm not sure which.
No, it's
Mike,
analytical.
You had said, by the way, just to get off topic for a second, you said
yes.
you get stuffed after 10
samples,
right?
Yes.
Well, as you know, there's a good chance I'm going to be doing the taco hippo de taco challenge.
Oh.
I'm going to have to do all 41. You know,
you'll never make
will.
It.
Yes,
J-Dog.
He will.
No.
He will. Believe
Seriously?
Me. Seriously.
All right,
will.
we're gonna start a little like a Super Bowl grid thing, and we're gonna have numbers from 1 to 41, and we're gonna guess how many that J-Dog can sample without having to.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
No
I'm
moss, right?
He
without
will do it.
Okay,
no
without,
moss.
Me, without me saying no moss and tapping out. You know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. All right. Well, that gives us something to look forward to. That's coming up in a week and a half. In fact, we're talking about the Taco Tour from the Hippo on Monday with Amy Diaz, editor
Ooh, fun.
Of the Hippo. All right, J-Dog. I think that means we need to take a break. Do you have our animal crackers, fun sounds of cold cuts ready to go?
You got it ready to go.
Awesome. We'll talk to everybody about that shortly. It's The Pulse, 107.7 WTPL, and it's Food for Thought with Carol and Mike.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
And Food for Thought is powered by Puerto Vallarta on 2nd Street. In Manchester, truly authentic Mexican food. You must try it out. Also, Express Jewelry Center on South Main in Concord, ExpressJewelryNH.com, and Integrity Health Coaching and Solutions, Bedford and Londonderry, IntegrityFit.com, your coaching solutions company. After 1 o'clock, we'll be chatting with David Salvas, a name that maybe you don't know, but you've probably heard of some of the things he's done. He's a gentleman retired in his 60s, has run, I'm going to say between 70 and 80
Unbelievable.
Full marathons, and still does.
I read up on him, and it's crazy what he's done.
Isn't it amazing? Yes, and he also has raised a lot of money for causes having to do with people who have had catastrophic illnesses. So he's very much driven to help other people, and the way he does that is by running. He's run the length and width of the state of New Hampshire and is quite an amazing guy. He's a good storyteller. And among other things, I need to find out what fuels him in terms of food.
I already know that answer.
Oh, good. Well, there you go.
I know that answer. And I know his favorite restaurant, too.
Good job, Carol. Mm-hmm. So we'll be talking to David a little after 1 o'clock. We have a caller before we jump into our animal crackers. Well, let's find out.
It's Kevin from Manchester. Hi. Is it?
Hi. Hi, guys. How you doing, Mike?
Hi, Carol. Kevin.
I'm sure there's a couple other people there I don't know.
No, it's just us.
Just us.
Can you hear me? Right? I just got back from Hawaii, and I got a cold on the plane, I think.
Oh, you did? I'm sorry to hear that. Well, if you have to get sick somewhere, Hawaii's as good as any, right?
I guess so.
Hawaii's the place to do it. Yeah,
sure.
Spam. Probably eating too much spam.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's right. Spam and pineapple are still a huge dish.
Up in Hawaii.
In Hawaii.
Right.
I've
that's
never
true.
Been there. And
you wouldn't believe it, really.
Sure. So what's up, Kevin?
I do have a question for you guys. I heard rumor, I read somewhere, somebody told me that T-Bones is opening a butcher shop somewhere. Do you know where and when?
It is already open.
Yeah, just open.
It opened about almost 2 weeks ago, I think. And it's, you know, the end of Union Street, kind of abuts South Willow?
The end of Union, where it abuts South Willow.
Down there,
well,
silly.
Do you remember Ghoulam's Market?
All right, I know where it is now.
Yeah, it's right there. Right there.
Very
like if
good.
You go down.
Oh, it's
Union.
Already open and it's a butcher shop only? Or?
No.
Yeah, a lot more to it than that. You can also, they have a little cafe set up. You can buy all kinds of specialty foods that they're going to provide, including some of their signature rubs and sauces and things like that. So they're expanding. This is their central spot to cut their meat for all the restaurants and some other production they
and
do.
And bakery.
And bakery as well. That's correct, Carol. So they had this big space. It takes the load off the individual restaurants. It can all be delivered from that central location, and they are also a storefront location for meats and specialty products. Open right now.
It looks
it's
pretty big, too.
It's time for grilling, so that'll be the time. It's going to start to see the grilling.
That's right.
Yeah, I find if I'm going to...
Thank you, guys.
All right, Kevin. Thanks, man. And you know, we should also mention that feel free to call any time, as Jackie and Kevin have in the last few moments. We don't always ask for phone calls. That doesn't mean you can't or shouldn't call.
This is true. 866-823-1077. We always love to hear from you.
Yeah, we do indeed. All right, so let's jump into Cold Cuts, Comedy Cold Cuts here on our Friday afternoon, which we normally do at this time. We try to pick either a food holiday or a theme or something going on. And tomorrow is National Animal Crackers Day. Wow. Now, today is also World Merlot Day, so we'll have something to address that as well on our Comedy Cold Cuts. This is a song. Were you a Warner Brothers cartoon fan like Bugs Bunny and all those? You know, I mean, all those cartoon shows.
Yes,
we all
grew
up on Bugs Bunny and Yosemite Sam.
And
Looney Tunes.
Oh, my
that's
gosh,
right. All right, so the guy who was the voice behind all those characters, Mel Blanc, did a song with incorporating all the voices of these characters called I'm Just Wild About Animal Crackers.
Oh, boy.
Now, this came out in 1949. I love this song. I first heard it 30 years ago, and thanks to the internet, now I was able to find it because
cool.
I did not have a recording of it. So here it is for Animal Crackers Day. Mel Blanc, I'm Just Wild About Animal Crackers.
I'm just wild about animal crackers, animal crackers. I can't live without animal crackers, bears and tigers haunt me all day. And whenever I am at a swell cafe, say all I order is animal crackers, firecrackers won't do. Goodness gracious, I'm no chump, I just bit off a camel's hump. Animal crackers, I love you. I'm just wild about. I can't live without. Bears and tigers haunt me all day. And whenever I am at a swell cafe, say all I order is.
Yeah, how about rabbit, Jack?
No, oh. Sir, rabbit won't do. Soda crackers are good stuff, but goodness, they're not wild enough. Animal crackers, I love you.
I'm just wild about donkeys and horses. I eat pigs and hyenas too. Cows and chickens are what I'm enjoying. I could dine without a fuss upon a hippopotamus. Animal crackers.
Even at the age of three, all you'd ever hear from me was animal crackers, animal crackers, animal crackers, animal crackers.
I'm just crazy about animal crackers, animal crackers.
Ooh, I thought I drew a pussy cat. I did, I drew a pussy cat.
I would love to eat them.
That's all, folks. Isn't that fun?
That was odd. That brought back like old memories.
Yeah.
Saturday mornings.
Exactly.
In
and
front
all those
of
voices.
The TV.
One man, Mel Blanc.
One guy.
Yeah.
I would have never thought that.
His son also went on to, after Mel Blanc passed, at a pretty old age, to do some of the voices because they're still making, some of those Warner Brothers iconic cartoons. And so his son was providing the voice. Because if you're around somebody your whole life and you've got some of that genetic DNA, you might
right.
be able to pull it off. Not always the case.
Exactly.
So there's our first of two songs. Who would guess that I could find two songs on the internet with tributes to animal crackers? Now, the other one isn't especially funny, but it's probably the most famous of all the animal cracker songs. It was from the Shirley Temple movie Curly Top from 1935. And this one is called Crackers in My Soup from Shirley Temple. You'll remember this. Here we go.
Animal crackers in my soup. Monkeys and rabbits meet the loop. Gosh, oh gee, but
one. In every bowl of soup I see, lions and tigers wanting me. I make them jump right through a hoop, those animal crackers in my soup. When I get hold of the big bad wolf, I just push him under the ground. Then I bite him in a million bits, and I go pull him right down. When they're inside me where it's dark, I walk around like Noah's Ark. I stuff my tummy like a goop with animal crackers in my soup. Animal crackers in my soup do funny things to me. They make me think my neighborhood is a big menagerie. For instance, there's our janitor. His name is Mr. Klein. And when he hollers at us kids, he reminds me of the lion. The grocer is so vacant that he has a big mustache. He looks just like Wallace just before he takes a splash. Animal crackers in my soup. Monkeys and rabbits loop the loop. Cash won't be, but I have a swallowing animals one by one. In every bowl of soup I see, lions and tigers watching me. I make them jump right through a hoop, those animal crackers in my soup. When I get hold of the big bad wolf, I just push him under to ground. Then I bite him in a million bits, and I go pull him right down. When they're inside me where it's dark, I walk around like Noah's Ark. I stuff my tummy like a goop with animal crackers in my soup.
There you go, Shirley Temple. But she, when I was a kid, and I'm older than you, but she had movies on every Sunday. And I don't know if that was the case when you were little. Every Sunday there was one on. She was like a huge star, even in the 50s and 60s. So there it is.
I mean, I remember that. When you said the song, I'm thinking, I'm not going to remember this. But right when she started, it's like, oh my gosh, I remember that.
All right, we've still got a little bit more to go on our Cold Cuts, Comedy Cold Cuts. We're going to shift to Merlot because it's National World Merlot Day. That doesn't make sense. It's World Merlot Day today. And we'll hear from Michelle Mahoney, Redneck Wine, in just a couple of minutes. We've got to take a break, though. It's Food for Thought, Friday edition. Carol and Mike on the Pulse, WTPL.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike here on 107.7 WTPL. And we're live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street. And we are right in the middle of our comedy cold cuts talking about animal crackers and all these older songs that we're all remembering.
Well,
which is really cool.
I'm tapped out. I'm glad you enjoyed them. I did too. But I'm tapped out of songs about animal crackers. Two of them done.
So we're going to go to Merlot now.
Yeah. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, sure.
It's Friday.
That's right.
It is also World Merlot Day. I don't know if you saw the movie Sideways. It was a movie that was out about 10 years ago. It was about wine country. And it began as a small independent movie. And it just got this tremendous buzz and became a really big hit. And I think you and Daryl would really enjoy it. It's called Sideways, and it's about wine country and a couple guys on their last hurrah as single men. They go together before one guy gets married, and the other guy's a failing writer. And it really presents a lot of interesting situations when there's a lot of wine being consumed.
Oh boy!
Great movie, one of my all-time favorites. Called Sideways. Anyway, and Merlot wine was the wine.
Always looking for a good movie.
Yeah, well, that one is a good guy and girl sit together watch kind of weekend. So anyway, here is Michelle Mahoney and her take on redneck wine.
I had to find something to drink because you look plumb stupid running around a party chugging Listerine. People think your mind's bad. So I was like, all right, well, what can I drink? So you know what I found out? Wine. That's classy. Isn't it great? Isn't that great, sir? Don't you feel pretty? So I was watching this movie. I was watching this movie, and there was these fancy French ladies in it. And they had their wine. They said, oh, so-and-so, say there, whatever they were saying. I barely speak English. So I said, well, now, hold a tick. She's got wine in one hand and a cigarette in the other, and nothing's blowed up yet. They're on to something. I'm getting me some wine. Now, let's review. There's a bit of a difference between the store-bought and the homebrew. Homebrew's got a little bit more kick to it. Because the French and the Italians can drink like 2-3 bottles of wine and drive a school bus. I had half a glass of homemade wine and had a 4-hour conversation with a lawn gnome. He was a deep little dude, too. And you ever, ladies, some of you can relate, especially you, you got all that stuff in your hair, where you're like, I'm just saying, she looks festive, don't judge. So I was like tore up drunk, but you know, you're trying to act like you're not drunk. And I was young and drunk and trying to be sexy, and that's not a good combination. So all I could come out with was, hi. And he said, hey, sugar. He called me sugar, this little lawn gnome. Later. So he said, I can take you away from here. My brother does those Travelocity ads. And I'm like, really? Okay. You know what I learned from that little exchange? All men lie. Even ones made out of cement. Oh. I sobered up. He never spoke to me again. I had to jump a fence and steal a mule to get out of Kentucky.
So there you go. That's a Michelle Mahoney and Redneck Wine. All right. Do you think here we can wrap up our segment with a trivia question? Do you
sure.
think we can get a winner within 3 minutes?
Well, let's see.
All right. What do we have for our prize
we
today, Carol?
We have a few things. We have Puerto Vallarta gift certificate.
Oh, we do? The New Mexican restaurant?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Red Arrow gift certificate. I have one more sack of
flour. All right.
Flour, and we can even throw in an integrity month.
All right. Okay. Well,
there you go.
It's a nice little prize package from Carol. And here is the question. I'm going to take it back to animal crackers now.
Okay.
It's a multiple choice. And get ready to give the phone number here. Here is the question. For the 100th anniversary of animal crackers, the public was asked which new animal should be added to the box. These were your choices. Because after 100 years, it was like 20 animals. They had never changed. They wanted to add a new animal. Which one was it? A penguin, a cobra, or a koala bear?
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so there again are your choices. This was in 2002. It was the 100th anniversary. Which animal did the public vote should be the new animal in Animal Crackers in the box? Penguin, cobra, koala bear. The phone number is?
866-823-1077. Once again, 866-823-1077. Give us a call. And we actually have Pat from Manchester on.
All right, Pat, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, good afternoon. Well, I don't want to interrupt your trivia here, so I'll call back later with a little recipe that I had.
Okay, oh. That'd be great, yeah, because we're up against the clock and we need to keep the phone lines open. Thank
Sounds
you, Pat.
Sounds good, Pat.
My guess would be koala bear.
Koala bear is correct.
Oh,
well, I'm glad you took a shot at it.
There you
Pat.
Go. There you go.
Nothing wrong with that. Okay. The animal that came in last place was the cobra. Can you imagine?
It would break apart in the box. How could you have a cobra? It would break apart in the box.
Exactly. and here's the thing. Carol admitted earlier that the first bite that she takes off of an animal cracker is the feet, which would be very difficult if there was a cobra in the box.
Yeah. She'd go hungry.
Exactly.
There's no problem there, trust me.
All right, so Pat, if we have time, call back later in the show or perhaps in a future day with your recipe. But Carol, how does Pat get his prizes?
Well, I know Pat, but I don't know where Pat lives or anything like that, so you'll have to give it to J-Dog, Pat. J-Dog your info and I will get it out to you.
Okay,
thanks, Pat.
Very good, thanks. All right, that was simple enough. here's one for you, Carol.
Uh-oh.
This was kind of the backup
Uh-oh.
question, although it was a little bit more difficult. Why did the makers of animal crackers put a string on the box?
You know, we had that as a trivia on our last show with Michelle.
Did you?
We did.
And sorry about the rerun, folks.
I can't remember. Oh, my goodness.
And the obvious is so that you could carry it around.
Well, right.
But that's not the answer.
Right. It's not. And, you know, right. It's if Michelle was listening, I know she'd remember.
Yeah, don't be so sure. She may not.
Maybe not. You're right. Okay, I give up.
Should I hold it through the news? No, we'll tell you what it was. The animal cracker makers put a string on the box so you could hang it on your Christmas tree.
Yes, it was for an ornament. Yes.
Yes.
See, I remember now.
And we're talking, yeah.
Now I remember.
Refreshing your memory.
Yep, it is. I mean, I remember that. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Briefly.
Yeah.
Right?
It was a fleeting thought.
It was one of our trivias. Now you, yep, of all people would remember that.
Right.
All right. Well, I apologize for bringing up some old trivia here.
Oh, gosh. That was from years ago.
Oh, it was?
Yes, yes, yes. All right.
I can't be faulted for anything I did longer than 15 minutes ago.
No.
I take no responsibility for anything before 12:30 today.
Okay, fine. Deal. All right, listeners, you're listening to Food for Thought. We're live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street. And when we come back, we're going to be with Dave Salvis, a marathon runner. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.